Man, what a weekend, man. Time flew so fast in the last 20 years. And my tiny little girl, whose diapers I used to change, whose hot dogs I would cut up so they were small enough for her to eat, whose dirty feet I would wash at the end of a busy play day, is married. She was already old enough to be an adult. She was already old enough to pay her own rent. She was doing all that. She was old enough to go to college, which she's doing. She was old enough to have a job, which she has. She never, not once in all the time growing up, not even in high school, did that girl once ever break my heart. Just a good kid the entire time. She never got in any big trouble. I never had to bail her out of jail. She never took any drugs. She never drank. Yeah, as a few of you know, right now listening to this saying, yeah, whatever, Scott, just as far as you know. Well, I don't know. I have a really good relationship with her. That isn't to say it's been easy or there haven't been challenges or certain trials before her that she's had to face. But, you know, on the whole, I feel like it went really well. And that is in large part due to her, to a number of factors. But number one, she just is an intrinsically nice kid and always has been. And she's always quick with the hugs and quick with acknowledging the family in her life and how important it was growing up. And I think I couldn't ask for more in terms of how things have turned out for her. This is a new phase. We go on from here. Who knows what's after this, but we know that she's on her way. And she found an awesome kid and they got married and it went really well and they looked amazing and they're happy as can be. And I honestly, what else do I want? Happy, smart, educated, independent, strong-willed, funny, beautiful daughter who no longer needs me to do all those things I used to do. Someone else will need that from her soon enough. Hopefully not too soon. I'm too young to be grandpa. But she's pretty awesome, and I'm really, really proud of her. And it got me to thinking about how she kind of grew up with my foray into internet media things from a very early age. I have an example here of that. Well, actually, I have a few examples. If y'all are interested in hearing these. First one is an interview I did with her forever ago. I think she was 3 years old. And this is super short and was mostly her singing because she really liked to do that then. But I think you guys will enjoy it. So check this out.
Okay, I think it's recording. Oh, you want to sing it? Okay, wait. We're going to... Okay, this tape is for Wendy Johnson. Where's Wendy?
On a ship.
On a ship. Okay, this is the Wendy on the ship. Where's the ship?
By her house.
Okay. Okay, we're going to sing a little song to open it, okay? Okay, here's Taylor with... What's it called? What's the
ship.
Name of it?
Ship.
What's the name of the song?
Oh, Honey.
Honey.
Okay, ready? Sing.
Honey, you can't love one. Honey, you can't love one. You can't love one and still have fun. I'm leaving on a midnight train. Body da, Oliver, choo-choo.
Oh, pizza. I gotta go. Bye.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are. Up, up, up the world so high. Like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are.
Yeah.
Put song on that button.
All right, Taylor wants to hear it. Hang on.
So adorable, right? Oh, man. I hope that you're indulging this episode as a bit of a prideful walk down memory lane for me. I feel like it's not asking too much to want one of these. But, you know, if some of you are like, man, well, I don't, this is, well, then go away. She got older, and she got older quick. And here's another conversation I had with her. About a weird array of topics a few years later. I want to say she was probably six now, three in that first interview, six maybe now, small 3 years later. And here's how that went down.
Okay, this is an interview with Taylor Johnson. She is my six-year-old daughter. Hold on, here we go. Are guns good for you?
No.
Why?
Because you can really get hurt.
Mm-hmm. Why do guns hurt?
Because you might push the button that makes it shoot and you might shoot yourself.
Who was our first president?
It was George Washington.
Very nice. Who is our president now?
I don't know his name.
You don't know his name?
No.
What's his first name? Starts with a G. What is it?
Jordan.
Jordan? Dude, Michael Jordan is not our president.
I know.
All right. Are video games good for people?
It's okay sometimes, but on probably Sundays, you can't do it because my aunt Wendy...
Because your aunt Wendy says you can't play video games on Sunday.
Yes!
Oh, I have to have a talk with Aunt Wendy. Well, who's Buddy Pickle?
You.
Okay, and what do I do? What does Buddy Pickle do?
I don't know.
Oh, man. If guns are bad for you and they can hurt you, are they okay to have in video games where no one gets hurt?
Yeah.
Is that better to have it in there?
Yeah.
Does Dad play games with guns in them?
Yes, but on the computer too, not just on the video game.
Oh, I see. You mean my PlayStation 2?
Yes.
Okay. What? You want to ask me a question?
You can ask to think first.
No, ask. Go ahead and ask.
I don't know.
All right. Okay, ask my question.
What do you know about water?
What do I know about water?
Yeah.
That it's wet.
That's not even anything I learned at school. It has oxygen and hydrogen.
I can't even say
hydrogen.
It. Water's got hydrogen and oxygen. And you call it H2O. Oh, my gosh.
No, wait. O2H.
Yo, you got it. You got it right. H2O is right. What do you love the most about your dad?
Oh.
You're yawning, dude. You're falling asleep in my interview.
I don't know.
It's late, isn't it? Okay. What do you like most about your dad?
That he's funny.
Okay. Do you know what Kevlar is?
No.
Do you know? You're yawning again, dude.
I'm dying.
All right, that's the end of this interview. Thank you, Taylor, for your fine interview.
And so then, she got older, and we had fun watching her do that and watching her interact with her siblings who are now on the scene and part of her life as well. And I just don't have any complaints. I don't have anything to be sad about. I really don't. All the things I worried about. I mean, I'll never forget this. When we first talked about having kids, I was terrified. Can I be a father who's any good? Will I be good at this? Will I be terrible at this? I had real self-doubt about my ability to be what she needed a dad to be. And the day she was born, I was so scared and so nervous that while Kim was in the throes of natural labor, mind you, aka no painkillers or anything, I, in between contractions, would sit in a lazy boy and just feel like I was dying, like I was so sick. I felt terrible because I just was so nervous. And I remember the nurse asked my wife in the middle of a contraction, is he okay? That says a lot about me, and it says a lot more about how tough Kim is. But then she was born, and the minute you see their face, you kind of forget about it. Suddenly, you're just awash with happiness, and you can't wait to take her home and begin that weird journey. And that was an amazing day. And then I realized that I was up to the task for the baby side of it, but let's see what happens when she gets older. And then I figured, oh, well, it turns out I'm up to the task here too when she's a toddler, and then 3 and 4 and 5 and 6, and in, now she's in school her first day and doing okay with this fatherhood business. What was I so scared of? And she'd get older and, you know, you'd have her enter things like the minefield that is junior high, and you'd think, oh man, now here's where the fatherhood comes to the test. How well is she going to hold up in this environment? Did I prepare her properly? Does she feel like she can come to me when weird crap happens at school? And just such a weird time. And hey, turns out I was pretty good at that. And then high school, and I was pretty good at that too. And then college, and I was pretty good at that. And she was amazing and just was awesome. And now this job and her adult life beginning and her wanting to move out and get an apartment, not because she didn't love us, but because she was ready. Those kinds of things were just all confirmations that, yeah, we did all right. We knew how, I guess we knew what we were doing. And it just hit me. All I really ever needed in that entire business, from me being a mess in the lazy boy chair in the birthing room up until this day, all I ever needed was to care about her. And that was it. It's the easiest thing in the world if you care. And nothing else really has as much impact. If you give a crap, it makes a complete and utter difference in their lives. And I wish I could have understood that then. I would have been a lot more relaxed about it. I wish I would have understood that all I had to do was care about her above everything else I had, and that that would work out. And maybe being as stressed as I was about the idea of fatherhood was just an expression of the care that I did have. So maybe that was just built in and there's no way around that. I don't know. I just know that I couldn't be more proud of her now. I thought about sitting her down and having a pre or shortly post-wedding conversation to kind of have a third interview. We've got 3, we've got 6, and now let's have 20. And it turns out she's really busy with things that led up to the wedding on Saturday, and then the reception tomorrow night, and just we're in the thick of it. So there's not actually time to do that. So what I thought I'd do instead is just share some other clips of her as she grew up, including a little music at the end. So I just wanted to share with you guys where I'm at, where my head is at with all of this. And I could not be, I couldn't be any happier for her and with her. And she's going to make a great mom one day. She's going to make great creative strides in her career with her photography and her music. Her husband's a good man. I'm really proud of him. And I'm proud of her siblings who have learned from this and watched it and had her there to kind of be the front line of the Johnson family child rearing, you know, be the guinea pig for what we were doing so that they could reap the benefits of what was learned from that. And just completely in love with my wife, who to this day is my best friend, the hottest chick in the room. She's everything to me. And all this stuff is quite literally not possible without her and what she does. So I'm just feeling really content about how this is all working out. And I wanted to share that because you guys are like extended family. And I think many of you probably listen to this show so that I, because you like it when I do express this side of my life. At least I hope so. So here's Taylor saying a bunch of other stuff, being awesome and cracking me up. And we'll see you guys on a future diary episode. If you want this show to continue and you like it a lot and you want to help monetarily, you could go a long way by going to patreon.com/frogpants and throwing just a little bit of scratch my way. That helps this and other shows on the network thrive and survive. And it means a whole heck of a lot to me and the family if you do. But enjoy. Here's the rest. We'll see you guys next time.
Yeah, Sam doesn't like cats.
Why is that?
Because the cat ran away.
The Wrath of Khan is the best Star Trek movie ever. PC suck. Macintosh rule.
All your base are belong to us. Fear my leet skills. Fo shizzle my manizzle.
Oh my gosh.
Start from the beginning. I know.
Shh. Quiet on set.
Supposed to laugh.
No, I'm not laughing. Stop.